Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio. Today is Friday, May 10th, 2013. I'm Holly Keene, and this is Raven News. A high-stakes effort in Sitka to develop an affordable housing project fell apart a few years ago. Now, advocates concerned about the growing gap between housing costs and wages are trying another strategy, community land trusts. In the first of a four-part series of interviews with board and committee members of the Sitka Community Development Corporation, KCAW's Robert Woolsey spoke with board president Paul Ryu about the housing gap and the problem it presents for communities like Sitka.
It was not without controversy, but it was the closest Sitka ever came to developing a modern, high-density, affordable housing complex. The Dana Bay Homes project would have been built on Halibut Point Road on the former site of the city shops. A private developer, Trapline, who specialized in affordable housing projects, had all the pieces in place but one, federal tax credits. Tax credits are what allow a for-profit developer to offer housing at below-market rates. The credits did not come through.
It literally left the people that were interested in affordable housing reeling for quite a few years in town.
Paul Ryu is board president for the Sitka Community Development Corporation, which emerged shortly after the failure of Dana Bay in 2009. In some respects, Dana Bay was the result of a professional push to solve the housing gap. Sitka at the time actually had an office for affordable housing staffed by a planning specialist. The SCDC, on the other hand, is comprised of laypeople. They're not producing any lengthy reports, but they know Sitka's housing problem is more acute than ever.
Interestingly enough, I was getting my hair cut a couple weeks ago, and I was talking to my barber about the subject, and his comment was, he's like, if I could just get the assembly to come in here and sit here for a week and hear how many people come in and say, I've been coming here for years, this is my last haircut, we're moving out of town, trying to go someplace more affordable. You know, and to me, that's the classic colloquial reflection. Be like, you know, the writing's on the wall.
Creating affordable housing was a top priority of the Sitka Economic Summit in 2012. Ryu says if someone's spending more than a third of their wages on housing, it's not affordable. Without people to earn wages, you just don't have a housing problem. You've got an economic problem.
But the fact of the matter is if you're losing good workers, they're going out of town, especially, you know, entry-level workers or, you know, mid-level, mid-range management workers, and you're having a hard time filling those positions, it's hard to run an efficient company.
The SCDC is now putting its chips on community land trusts. CLTs create affordability because property buyers purchase only their homes. The land is held in trust. He says CLTs are a solution for places like Sitka, which don't have room to grow.
We have a lot of properties here that are very, very expensive. We don't have a proportional amount of properties that are affordable. Making that mix work is difficult when you don't have bedroom communities.
Ryu says that in the lower 48, it's common for people in service industry jobs and the trades to live in more affordable neighborhoods than the often more affluent areas they may work in. That's not necessarily the case in Sitka. CLTs, however, help create economic middle ground.
You're not lowering a rung or raising a rung. You're creating a rung in between two that already exist. It actually strengthens the housing market because it creates more buyers quicker. For a lot of people, these would be a starter home for maybe a young couple. So they can buy a house on a land trust and build some equity in it, build some credit by being involved in the program and owning their own home. And it puts them in a position to buy a house on the open market much quicker than it would if they were renting.
Ryu says community land trusts by no means are limited to young people. He says there are trust neighborhoods around the country that serve diverse populations, particularly retirees. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
To hear an extended interview with Sitka Community Development Corporation President Paul Ryu, visit our website, kcaw.org. In part two of this series next week, we'll hear about how community land trusts are put together. High school graduation is a big deal. It marks the end of adolescence and the beginning of a newfound independence. Yesterday, 68 Mount Edgecombe seniors graduated from the state-run boarding school while families and friends watched from the auditorium at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. KCAW's Ann Bryce went to the event and has this audio postcard.
Thank you. high school, we didn't know what to expect. And let me tell you, it is not a Taylor Swift song, most of the time.
Prom is not magical and glitter will not rain from the sky onto your face.
And when the RA said it was study hour, you found out it was actually an hour and a half.
Saturday detention is not like the Breakfast Club.
Today is a day that we forget about past mistakes and move forward to the future to the best of our abilities.
We're going to be engineers, welders, businessmen, doctors, veterinarians, culinary experts, and so on. I'd like to say thank you to Google, Wikipedia, and copy and paste for their support throughout high school.
Now, this journey has definitely not been easy at all. We've all failed at one time or another along the way, but through the bumps and bruises, we made it here to graduation day.
So in our gym, there's a rope course. One of them is a leap of faith. You start out with putting on a harness, and you have students holding on to a long rope. And 3 feet in front of you is a bar. You have to jump in order to get to the bar. The rope and harness that hold you represent those who support you. Families, friends, teachers, and peers give you moral support.
The unpleasant memories we won't embrace, but we will for sure be thankful for the people who supported us through them.
After this day is over, a new chapter begins for all of us.
This day is a realization of what is to become. Some of us will leave this building not having any idea of what we want to do in life. For a while, we'll be lost.
There is a quote by Winston Churchill that I found. It goes like this: success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Failure isn't the end. Don't mentally punish yourself for failing. Say to yourself, I am one step closer. I can do this. Like George Lopez, I got this!
An audio postcard of the Mount Edgecombe's graduation ceremony held yesterday at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. Wrangell's Shakes Island Tribal House rededication was last week. Hundreds of visitors from across Alaska, Canada, and the lower 48 poured into the small island town to witness the historic event. KSTK's Shady Grove Oliver was there and has this story.
Dozens of volunteers spent countless hours preparing thousands of pounds of food for the weekend. Wrangell is a small town with a limited number of hotels and bed and breakfasts. Families and businesses alike opened their homes and meeting rooms to house the hundreds of out-of-towners. The ferry Taku docked downtown to serve as a hotel ship. The rededication coincided with the Alaska Marine Highway's 50th anniversary event. The ferry Malaspina did a commemorative sailing around southeast. It arrived in town on Friday and opened its doors for tours of the ship. Travelers on the Malaspina headed downtown to watch the afternoon parade. The sound of drums and singing echoed through town as hundreds of dancers and paddlers made their way down the main street. The celebration continued as dance groups performed throughout the evening. A representative from the Burke Museum in Washington brought the original Chief Shake's pipe back to Wrangell. Friday evening, clan leaders and elders gathered in the tribal house for a private pipe ceremony. They returned to the house Saturday morning for the rededication. Shakes Island is a small, rocky bit of land. Onlookers packed shoulder to shoulder to catch a small glimpse as clan leaders in brightly colored regalia and ornate traditional hats stepped one by one under the tall bear screen through the wooden doors of the house. Two guards in red and black closed the heavy doors and the ceremony began. Out of respect for the private nature and sacrality of the ceremony, I can't include live recordings, but the small room was filled with life. The earthy aroma of cedar mixed with the smell of rain. The room was a rich tapestry of thick clothing in every color. Representatives from Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian clans from around southeast, and even the tall towns from Canada, sat side by side, dozens deep and three rows tall. Speakers took the floor one by one and told stories of their people in the Tlingit language. Younger people took the arms of elders and helped them to stand and speak. The eagle and raven moieties are associated with the house. In four repeated segments, two eagles and two ravens put their handprints on each of the corner posts. Dancers who lined the walls performed a dance to bring the house together. Linda Churchill is one of the dancers.
It's to pull the joints of the building together and to make the building strong, and it's called a sway dance. The boys are, they have their staffs, and basically what they're doing is stirring up the ashes from the past of the people before us and people who have passed on, and that after the four posts are marked, it's supposed to lighten your heart so you don't feel the sorrow of the loss of them.
Some people spoke of putting aside past differences among clans. Others extolled the importance of remembering, reclaiming, and revitalizing the culture. The Adzers and others who helped with the rebuilding danced through the house. Finally, everyone was invited to join together in an exit song. The sound of drums reverberated through the walls as dancers' feet pounded the wooden floors. Back outside, Mike DeWitt stands by the house and he's smiling. He says seeing so many young people involved in this event gives him a sense of pride. He says this event is an amazing opportunity for tradition to be passed on from elders to the next generation.
And that's all for Raven News. If you've missed any of our stories or would like to hear them again, please visit us online at kcaw.org. Now here's a look at Sitka's own weather. For Sitka and Port Alexander, a dense fog advisory until noon today. Today, mostly cloudy with areas of low clouds and fog. Visibility 1/4 mile or less at times in the morning. Highs are 53 to 59 with light winds. Tonight, cloudy with lows around 48. You're listening to KCAW in Sitka.